In her new book, Show Me a Hero, New York Times Magazine contributing writer Lisa Belkin tells a story that hit close to her Westchester home, what happened when the city of Yonkers was ordered to comply with a desegregation ruling in the late 1980s. Book critic Maureen Corrigan has a review.
Lisa Belkin's compelling new book, Show Me a Hero, owes a lot to J. Anthony Lucas's reportorial masterpiece, Common Ground. In fact, you might think of Show Me a Hero as Common Ground light. For one thing, Belkin's book is much shorter, and instead of Boston, her story takes place in the much smaller city of Yonkers, New York. Instead of the citywide school desegregation battles that ripped Boston apart in the 1970s, Belkin's subject is a controversial plan that Yonkers adopted in the late 80s for scattered site public housing. Small clusters of townhouses situated in white, middle-class neighborhoods that would be overwhelmingly inhabited by Black single mothers and their children. But if Belkin's story is slighter than Lucas's, its implications are just as weighty. For cities, whatever their size, are the places where American democracy is really put to the test. Lucas's Boston failed that test. A decade or so later, Belkin's Yonkers earned itself, maybe a C. I guess you can regard that either as progress or grade inflation. Show Me a Hero begins on the night in 1992 that Belkin, a first-time homeowner, was lured by a mixture of curiosity and anxiety to a public housing lottery. The room she walked into that night was crammed with minority women breathlessly waiting to see if their assigned numbers would be plucked out of a bingo drum. If so, they and their children would be plucked out of dangerous high-rise public housing and deposited in clusters of new townhouses some 10 minutes away from Belkin's own neighborhood. The townhouse concept was the brainchild of an architectural consultant named Oscar Newman, who, like some latter-day William Morris, argued that housing designated for the poor should give them a sense of ownership and should not be stigmatized by ugliness. Newman alternately sounds like a crackpot or a visionary, and maybe because, as Belkin claims, Yonkers itself is such a scruffy, eccentric, and polarized city, her story is populated with lots of other outsized characters. There's Nick Wasisco, who was only 28 when he was elected mayor of Yonkers in 1987. Wasisco ran in opposition to the scattered site public housing idea, but when he and the city caved to federal pressure, his angry constituents mailed him bullets. Wasisco's career and ego crumbled. He committed suicide in 1993. Then there's the more inspiring story of Mary Dorman, a white working-class woman who became politicized by protesting the townhouses and then ended up working for the rights of their residents. And there's Alma Feebles, a Dominican single mother who was so excited by the prospect of living in a townhouse that she began buying new kitchen gadgets on time years before the move. When Alma finally did settle in, she reacted to the news that more townhouses were about to be built by declaring, with totally unconscious irony, "They should build more, but I hope not right near here. This is such a quiet, pretty block." I didn't like hearing Alma utter that "not in my backyard" declaration, nor did I like hearing the uncomfortable questions and sentiments that Show Me a Hero provoked in my own white middle-class mind. Like, why, when judges issue desegregation rulings, do they never target their own upper-middle-class neighborhoods? Do people in public housing really deserve such amenities as front lawns and their own washer-dryers? Why didn't the public townhouse residents here seem more grateful? Maybe the question we all should be asking, that Show Me a Hero briefly raises, is why aren't there more jobs around that pay a decent enough wage to move people out of dependency on public housing in the first place? Show Me a Hero is an absorbing, but not an uplifting book. Despite its title, Heroes and Heroic Solutions were as hard to find in recent years in Yonkers as they were 20 years ago in Boston.
Maureen Corrigan teaches literature at Georgetown University. She reviewed Show Me a Hero by Lisa Belkin.